Everyone, I welcome you all to this episode on the Gist with Mola. I am your favorite dark skin girl next door, Adeda Mola. Today, we'll be talking about the worst definition of the male gender, and I have with me an amazing author and a woman of God, Atere Oluwa Bemisola. Sometimes last year, I read a book titled Boys Not Toys, and sincerely, it blew my mind. Reading a book centered around the male gender and how it's very okay for them to cry was the best thing I read last year. So what comes to mind when I think of the male gender, Boys Not Toys, and the author? In Nigeria, and in most part of the world, masculinity is often perceived to be associated with leadership, strength, power, and toughness. This wrong idea of being a man has become a tradition that was handed down to generations that are stereotypically believed, observed, and complied by it with little or no questions. You know, it is important to know that the idea of manliness, which people regard as the norm, it varies. A male child is seen as the head of house, someone who is very strong and capable, someone who can enjoy pain and not cry, because when they do, they are thought the weaklings and won't be able to protect their family and the society. Some males are raised in a very heart-disturbing environment, which has limited them to gender roles and shaped them to fit into the requirements of being a man. They are pressured against their will to be manly because of the world's definition of being a man. You're welcome to the Gist with Mola, Ma'am Oluwagbemisola Atere. When I think of the male gender and how not to fit in the world's male definition, your book comes to mind, and I'm glad you honored our call. We are glad to have you here. So, your book Boys Not Toys is based on masculinity. What inspired the book?
Hello friends, I am Atere Bemisola. I am a writer, an author, an editor, and I'm also into crocheting business. To start with, I would like to thank Primola for the opportunity to be part of this. I do not take it for granted. What inspired my book, Boys Not Toys? First, I've had the privilege, and I still have the privilege, to listen to people, the stories of people, I'm talking about the male folks this time. People have shared their experiences with me in the world of sexual abuse and harassment. You know, these stories, they really shook me, and I just felt there was a need to put down something, to lend a voice, since the male child cannot come out openly to say he was raped or he was sexually harassed. Then second, a month before Boys Not Toys was released, I released a book titled Once a Girl. You know, it focuses on sexual abuse from the female angle. So I just felt there was a need to balance the equation. And third, which is not the least, God is my source of inspiration. There are times when I go back and I read Boys Not Toys and I'm like, where did I put this down? You know, that kind of thing. You'd be like, was I the one that wrote this? You know, there are lots of deep stuff in that book that I just know within myself that God, you know, gave me this kind of courage and the boldness to not mind what people will say, you know, the brows people will raise and all of that. So I just had to push on with it. I give all glory to God Almighty.
You all see why I said she's a woman of God. You know, when you are of God, it reflects in your doing. So, what do you think about the male gender mental health?
What I think about the male gender mental health is that it is very, 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 emphasis on very, very, very important. It is important. And it ought to be monitored, because as it is right now, it is a mess for a greater percentage of the male folks. It is a mess. So it is not just enough to focus on the girl child. The boy child also needs attention. He needs to keep his sanity, you know, intact. So it is very important.
Emphasis on very, very. Thank you. How would raising more awareness for the male gender mental health help reduce the expectation consciously and unconsciously enforced on them?
Raising more awareness for the male gender mental health would bring people to a point of understanding that despite the physical structure of a man that signifies strength, he also breaks. He is permitted to break, just like every other human being. So that is what it is. The male folks may be strong, but they are not superhumans. People expect a lot from them, so they have to shoulder a lot, hold in a lot, bottle up a lot, keep quiet a lot. No, because a man should behave like a man. So the awareness about the mental health of the male gender would help people to see that these people, they also need help. They are not, you know, they are not, how do I put it now? They are not emotional absorbers, you know. They may display so much strength, but within, I tell you, they are breaking. They are breaking and they need help. They need people to be considerate. They need people to understand with them. They need people to be able to share their burdens with.
Very true. He is permitted to break. They are not superhumans. But do you think dressing a male child in pink is feminine?
Dressing a male child in pink, is it feminine? Well, I would like to come from this angle. If you want to get a gift for a male child, would you buy a doll or would you buy a toy car? The analogy may be a little off, but I want to pick out something from it. If you get the boy child a doll, if he's nice enough, you might actually, you know, you might play with the doll. But if you get him a toy car, or a toy gun, or maybe a soldier man, a toy soldier man, and all of that, it appeals more to his senses. It brings, you know, the inner build-up kind of thing. It brings it out in the male child. So it is when it comes to color. When you see a female child all dressed in pink, people are like, wow, she's so adorable, she's so this and that. But then you dress a male child all in pink and they're like, who is this one? You understand? It is not as if pink in itself is a bad color for the male child. But then there are other colors that appeal more to the senses of the male child. There are colors that bring out the masculinity, or how do I put it now? You know, that man, quote unquote, part of him. So that is the way it is. It is not, you know, wrong to dress a male child in pink, but then does the pink color really suit him? Would it look better in other colors like brown, like wine, like red and black, in all of those things like that? That's the way it works.
Other colors are adorable. Me personally, I don't like pink. I prefer black or white. Do you think it's very wrong for a male child to be interested in the world's female hobbies?
No, it is not wrong for a male child to be interested in world's female hobbies. Times have changed. Things are evolving, and you know, if you are still living in the past, then blame no one. From time to time, one must always make the conscious effort to upgrade when it comes to, you know, things happening. Guys are into hairdressing. Guys are into makeup. Guys are into kind of, you know, what you have people call the, you know, scarf, headgear or something. Before it wasn't like that, but then times have changed, and so we must live in the present. There's nothing absolutely wrong with being interested in female hobbies. It doesn't make any difference. I mean, it is something you love, something that you have passion for, something that gives you joy, then why not go for it? I don't even think there's anything like female hobby or something. As long as anyone can do it, even if they say it is for male something, a girl child can pick interest, learn it and be good at it. Even if they say it is for female, a male child can learn it and be good at it. It's as simple as that.
Wow, do you hear that? Go for something that gives you joy. It's your uniqueness. So, as a woman, what do you think is the hardest part of being a man in today's world?
The hardest part about being a man in today's world is actually being a man. People have so much, you know, abused that statement, be a man. So it has led to a point that the man just wants to shoulder everything. He doesn't want people to help him. In fact, once the help is coming from the female gender, they see it as an insult, or they see it as you considering them as weak. So they want to fix every problem. They want to be the answer to every question. You know, it's not as if it is bad in itself, but there are times that you would need people. But then, because be a man, anything, be a man, be a man. And we see all of this, and these men, they struggle so hard to just meet up to standards made by people that are not even worth it. So being a man in today's world is actually being a man, quote and unquote. People expect a lot, even when it is way beyond the capacity of the man. They just want him to be a man.
The hardest part of being a man is being a man. Wow. And that's just it. So, do you think this gap the society has built between the male and female gender is healthy?
The gap that has been built between the male and female gender is an unhealthy one. Unhealthy. So there's a need to bridge that gap. Find a way to bring these people together. What we have in common is that we all have blood flowing in our veins. We are human and we need one another. There is no need to discriminate. There's no need to separate. There's no need to wage war against ourselves. We are one. We are all human. That is what we have in common. It doesn't matter what we, what our gender dictates for us in the aspect of physical structure, we are one. So we need to make a change. When we say society, the society is you and me. So if at all we desire to see any change in our society, then it begins with you, it begins with me. It is high time we stopped the high expectations. It is high time we stopped the imbalance in handling things that pertain to the male gender. They go through a lot. They only max it and, try to put on their be a man logo. We all need help. So there is need for us to come together, male, female, and help one another. Help one another to go through life. Because this life, it may be a one-man race, but then we need one another to run successfully.
Gap is an unhealthy one. Thank you very much. So what do you have to say to our men out there?
To our men out there, I respect you, I love you, I honor you regardless of whom you are, regardless of what you've been through. I understand the pressure that is mounted on you by people around, the expectations, the struggles to meet up to standard, the struggles to appear to be what people expect you to be. I recognize your strength. I recognize how powerful you are. I recognize everything that you do to make things work in your family, in your office, wherever it is. But I beg of you, do well to seek help when you need help. Don't mind what people will say. Cry if need be. Yes, it is not a sign of weakness. It is a sign that you are human and you also have emotions. To cry when need be. Seek for help. You may necessarily not go about, telling everyone, but then people that are really, really close to you, although no one can be trusted, but then one can take the risk. Speak out. don't die in silence. You are loved, you are cherished, and you mean a lot. To me, you mean the world to your world. So go out there and make a difference. Go out there being a free and mentally stable man. Thank you and God bless you.
Thank you so very much, Ma'am Oluwagbemisola. Thank you for your time and thank you for sharing your knowledge with us. I learned a lot and I'm sure everyone out there will learn one or two things too. And to our men out there, don't forget you are loved, you are recognized, you are strong and you're doing enough. I remain your favorite dark skin girl next door, Adedamola. And I love you all.